I'm recording.
And I'm a grinning.
Me as well.
Did you tell Owen happy birthday for me?
I did. If I didn't, it was because I was too busy getting texts from you being like, my name's Craig, pay attention to me.
Yeah, I'm important.
I was like, no, it's Owen's birthday, I'm busy.
I heard of this amazing violin solo, I need to see this.
Oh, sure. Someday.
Erica made it out that it was amazing.
She was very proud of him.
Yeah, I want to see that.
It depends on what your standards of amazing are.
The fact that I can't play a lick of violin, so if anyone can make sounds come out that I recognize, especially at his age, I'll be real impressed.
Okay, in that case, yes, her assessment is accurate.
All right. Yeah, I'm not expecting, Yo-Yo Ma or anything to come out here, you know. Does he play violin? He doesn't even play violin, does he?
He does not. He plays the cello.
So close. That's just like a big violin.
What about Itzhak Perlman?
All right, that's a person.
He's a famous violinist.
All right.
He often, I believe, he might be a pianist, but I think he's a violinist. I'm going to look him up right now.
All right, anything else before we open up the channel and go live and Perondiac's already in?
Yeah, you need to be a little quicker with that, I was going to say.
Old man's there, fresh off watching the Masked Singer.
Oh, is that back on the air?
It is.
Is that the new season? Is this the season where everybody quit?
Well, apparently there's a wardrobe malfunction in this first episode where somebody's head accidentally falls off and they get revealed.
Oh, that show's getting desperate.
Like completely by accident, they claim.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I'm sure it's just like last season where someone's like, look, I will come on this show and do one episode and then I'm out.
Speaking of wardrobe malfunctions, any chance the internet showed you the wardrobe malfunction Camila Cabello had when she was on a talk show recently showing people how to salsa?
It did, and I was happy about it.
Me as well.
She lives in Havana. Oh, no, no.
I definitely did not rewind that clip more than 4 times.
Half of my heart's in Havana. Oh, no, no.
That's true. Did you make your way back to East Atlanta?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, Craig, I was so excited. I was so proud of myself today when I did
my good hurdle for in you. One.
Holy smoke. I mean, it happened to be a song that I love and have heard a bajillion times. Right. So as soon as I heard the intro, I was like, oh, I know this one.
So, Ray, as much as you love Wordle, some people have made a game called Hurdle.
H-E-A-R-D-L-E.
And it picks a song from SoundCloud's music list. It starts out where it plays you 1 second of it. You try to guess what it is. If you get it wrong, you get like 2 seconds of it. You guess what it is. Up through, like, what, 5 seconds? 6 seconds? Something
16
like that.
Seconds is the complete.
Okay. Oh, like, right, they
you get
longer.
2 seconds, then you get 2 more seconds.
Right.
Then you get 3 seconds, and by the end, they give you, like, 6 extra seconds, and it takes you up to 16 seconds of the song.
Turns out that I know 0 modern songs, so I have failed at this every day. But Ian got today's song in the 2 second option.
Yeah. Okay. Yesterday, I did bad. Yesterday, it was my first time playing, and I didn't recognize the song until...
No, yesterday you were good. You got... that was Kings of Leon. You got right away.
Oh, no, I did. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the day before.
Yeah, Monday, you got... You were... Yeah, it took you a few.
I got it in 6, but I straight up cheated.
Oh. Right.
Because I'd never played before. I didn't know if I was hearing the actual music or just the tune of the music, how much I was going to hear. So when I made it to the 16-second mark and I had my last possible guess, I could hear the musician singing. And I knew it was Ariana Grande, but I don't know any of her music. So I typed into the internet, Ariana Grande song that sounds like a few of my favorite things. And it said, oh, it's this song. And I went, okay, I'll try that. And it said, yes, that is that song.
But you're going to start to type in Ariana Grande and then pick from whatever 3 or 4 songs of hers are options.
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a fun little game.
It is. It's hard as heck.
But I really need them to make, like 80s one hit wonder category option, and then I can rock that.
Yeah, modern current music, probably not.
And by current, I mean the past like 20 years.
Ah, well, maybe right. Then.
Like today's was an Outkast song.
If it was like one of 2 songs, I might get it.
It was. It is one of their 2 songs that you've heard, possibly 3.
But it's hurdle.app.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
All right, ready to roll?
Yeah, we better be.
Alrighty.
Gritty, we don't know how long this is going to
go. Yeah, we got a brand new show. It's all weird.
And Craig already started, and we just screwed it up for
ruined
him.
Ruined
it. We just wanted to talk over him a little bit. He needs that.
Ruined.
Builds character.
Ruined.
All right, now we're ready. Do it, Doug.
All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 330th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the Woolly One. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Meat 15. How are you kids doing?
Good.
Busy, but well, thank you.
All right. This is the week of March. Man, it's March already. March 9th through the 16th of your 2022.
It was March last week, too.
Yeah, it could have been. All I know is that birthday weekend is not all that far away.
Mm.
Plan ahead. In your 5-day four-star crash! On the Titan. On the third, we had Spider-Woman versus Elektra. Did you Spider-Woman?
Yes. Almost certainly I did. She is very effective.
I think I had to do it more than once, if I remember right.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I managed to get her red off and game over.
Yeah, that's how I won the second time. But I think the first time, I got, like, no things I could use, and then she got a big pile of black.
Hmm.
So I wasn't doing any damage.
That's
I was
the
like,
downfall,
oh, this
yeah.
is the worst. And, like, she cascaded into all the red, so she put out a Dance for Death, and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And it was not good.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah. Number next, starting yesterday, I believe, was Android Jim versus the Imperious Rex. I also lost this one the first time.
I nearly did. I got down to 1,000 hit points, and, I like, he would take that out in a match. So I got real lucky on that last round, but managed it one try.
Yeah, I didn't really know how Android Jim works.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I failed the first time. The second time, like, okay, I need to get green going, make a bunch of countdowns, then do the red, and a victory.
Yes. Yep. See, I also thought I could breeze through it and wasn't sure. So I fought him at, you know, an undercovered guy at level 70. That did not get it done. But then I put some levels into him and read his powers, and luckily I was the winner.
Nice.
All right. And it appears, number next appears to be Ghost Rider versus Galactus, it looks like. You should be able to power your way through that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Storyland, if you have not yet finished your puzzle gauntlet, that should be ending real quick.
Yeah, that was tonight. This was an easy one. It was just get a whole bunch of, you know, whatever color. Yeah, I was able to finish it fairly quickly. I didn't even need Sluggo. Thanks anyway, Sluggo.
All right. I only played the last two to get the rewards.
Sure.
And the second one, I had to play like 10 times.
I'm trying to remember which one the second one was.
I think you had to get a bunch of red or something, but you had no characters who made red.
It was purple. You had to get purple against Captain Marvel and Medusa. And yeah, you had to use one of their featured characters. So the answer is pick Hawkeye because his black power generates purple. It generates purple every time you match an enemy tile, and those two put out enemy tiles like crazy, so...
Huh. Okay, I eventually just, you know, stumbled my way through it.
Okay.
But, you know. Right now, we got Deadpool Versus is running, that'll get you Doom, Echo, and Big Wheel. Placement there is Doc Ock and some Jessica Jones shards. That'll be followed up by Lost in Time, Cyclops, Doc Ock, the Jessica Jones. Placement is Nico... and some shards for a brand new character. It's the no season right now in PvP, but Women of Marvel is running. That'll get you Psylocke, Anti-Venom, Ant-Man, and Electro shards there. So let's go to the news. Before we talk about the new character, let's go with, they're doing a rebalance. Recently reworked. Wiccan.
Hooray. Good for him.
What it says is for the threshold AP to transform, what is it, the Demiurge? That's what it's called, right?
Yes. To activate the power of the Demiurge.
Yeah, lowered by 2 at all levels. So at level 5, it now only requires 4 in all colors. So that'll make that easier to happen.
That's nice.
And it says, added a clause where if Wiccan is in front at the start of the turn, gain AP in a color you have less than 4 of.
Wow.
So you should be able to Demiurge lots
pretty
more
regularly.
Often. But
yeah,
besides
that's
that,
wonderful.
The power of the Demiurge has no changes. Magical Barrier now does more healing, and Chain Lightning had its cost reduced from 12 to 10.
Nice.
That sounds like nonstop improvements.
That sounds like lots of improvements for him.
Yeah, he's very viable now, I think, because he was kind of okay before, but I think his main struggles have been addressed.
Yeah, so good for him.
Yeah.
Look at him go. New character, we did not see this one coming. At least I didn't see this one coming.
I don't remember the clue either.
Something about Benz.
Yeah.
Oh, the Benz, yeah.
So apparently that means being an airbender, a firebender, a waterbender, etc.
Oh, it's a double
pun. We now have
pun.
Crystal coming straight out of being a sidekick to Lockjaw and appearing as a
Inhuman?
Yes.
Oh, Oh.
She is the five-star crystal coming right at you. She is red, she is green, she is yellow. Her red power is called Some Say the World. Seven red. Deal some damage and create a strike tile, protect tile, and attack tile. Passively, her base match damage is increased for each type of friendly special tile on the board. So this counts as strike, protect, attack, countdown, repeater, and invisibility tiles.
Huh.
As you go up in level, all damage becomes more, strength of tiles becomes more.
Yeah, but that strength isn't, like, huge. It's not a percentage. It's a flat, small number.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, but even level match damage only increased them by 100, so...
Right.
That's in five-star world, that is... You're not even going to notice that. Her green power is called Elemental Activity. Six green. This one's... Get ready, Ian. This one's going to be hard.
Okay, I'm back.
All right. Choose an element. Deal damage to the enemy team. This power is passive, then changes based on whatever element you chose. If you choose fire, whenever you make a red match, deal XX some amount of permanent damage. So I guess this is unhealable, right? Because it's permanent damage?
That's the way I read it, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you pick earth, whenever you make a green match, crystal improves a random friendly strike, protect, or attack tile. If you pick air, whenever you make a yellow match, crystal creates charge tiles. And water, whenever you make a blue match, restore health. So as you go up in level, all these things change. At level 5, you're dealing some damage. Fire deals 958. Earth is improving attack tiles by 90%. Air is creating 3 charge tiles. Water is restoring about 1,000 health, 988. Note that earth and air passives do not upgrade with the character level, only ability level. I guess because they're percentage-based.
Sure, right.
Yeah. And then her yellow power is a passive called Inhuman Ambassador. Whenever the enemy makes a match, they do that a lot. If they have more AP than you in that color, grant a burst of health to your team, and Inhumans get an extra burst of health on top of that. Here's the good one. Whenever the enemy makes a match for a greater, you also generate AP in that color.
Wow.
It's not a pile of healing. At level 5, it's 824 health and an extra 275 for Inhumans. But you should be able to generate some good AP out of that.
Yeah, so it seems. I think I would run this as a 355 and just use Earth all the time. Like, she can create the tiles, and then you use Earth and boost them by 90% every time you fire it for 6 AP. That looks like it could generate a decent amount.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 553, there you go.
Oh, I said 355, but...
Going 355?
Yeah.
You gotta do 533. Because as you go up in levels, another one, you're not getting any more AP or anything.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. Yeah,
you just get some healing, and I don't, you know, not that worried about that little bit of healing.
Yeah, burst health not very useful. So,
Yeah. So there you go, Crystal. Did not see that one. The Ardent Crystal Cover Stores running from the 10th to the 14th. The Limited Vault is running the 17th to the 21st. It's got a Brave the Elements token in there, as well as the brand new Doc Ock. If in the Brave the Elements store, 15% chance to get Crystal, 5-star Storm, 5-star Iceman.
Sweet.
Buy those for 25 CP each. She's in Placement Rewards and Lost in Time. She's a Progression Reward in Simulator. In Versus and Trial by Combat, she is shards are a Placement Reward. And her event is called Elements of Style. I like that. That's cute. That's running the 13th to the 16th, and that get you some tokens to the, Brave the Elements cover store. So there you go.
So you're
Crystal.
Surprised by this particular clue turning out to be Crystal?
Yeah.
Or you're surprised that a character that is literally referenced in another character's powers that has been in this game for years made its way to MPQ?
No way was my brain ever going to connect the bends to airbending, firebending.
So just this specific.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, now I get it. You know.
Right.
Post-reveal. I was never going to get there.
No.
You know,
I'm still on Namorita.
That would have been awesome.
Is this the last Lockjaw character? Are they all in the game now?
You've got Karnak, you got Crystal.
Seems like it.
Does he reference Triton at all?
Donkey said yes. So.
No. Okay. No Triton.
Okay. Because he's a relatively famous Inhuman, isn't he?
I don't know.
I've heard of him.
Okay. See? Relatively famous. Yeah. Ray's heard of him.
Anything else in the news?
I got nothing.
All right. All right, so we get a returning segment. Are you ready?
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry, I'm ready.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Pepper gets spicy.
Nice.
I like.
All right. So let's check out the featured character of the week, week, week. Oh, I don't miss that sound effect at all. Let's talk about what happens when you chuck a random Iron Man suit on your girlfriend to try to make her relevant. So, everybody's favorite, Pepper Potts. She is a 5-star character. Blue, yellow, and red. Let's see what these are all about. All right, her blue ability, All Systems Go, costs 9 blue AP. She deals 648 damage and steals 1 enemy strike, attack, or protect tile. If there are non-red enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board, convert them to red. As her level increases, she does more damage, then steals more, then does more damage, then steals 3 enemy protect, attack, or strike tiles. Your shield, 8 yellow AP. Let's see, rescue converts all friendly strike and attack tiles into protect tiles, then improves friendly protect tiles by 259 points. If there are no friendly strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board, create 2 strength 259 protect tiles instead. This ability also has a passive component. At the start of her turn, if there are 2 or more friendly protect tiles on the board, heal rescues allies for a burst of 778 health. Okay, that's wacky. Let's see. The protect tile improvement and the burst health increases all the way up to improve the tiles by 466. Create 3 protect tiles if none exist for 311 points and a burst health of 1556. Lastly, we have Do or Die. It costs 6 red AP. Rescue fires off 2 separate blasts that each deal 2,800 damage. If there are 3 or more friendly strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board, Rescue lands an additional blast for 2,000 damage. The damage it goes up, and the requirements for that extra blast drops to 2. Damage per blast goes up to like 5,300 a blast, and the bonus damage goes up to 2,800. So, yep, at level 5, now we're down to 2 needed special tiles, strike, attack, or protect specifically. 5,300 per blast, and 2,800 for the additional blast. So, as we all know, the ideal build for this person is 5-4-4. But, in actuality, I'm sure I have a couple covers of her, but she rarely makes team up time, or the segment formerly known as Synergy Segment featuring Ray. So, I feel like 5-3-5 is probably the most popular build.
That seems likely.
Because nobody likes protect tiles. Although the idea of using her yellow along with Wasp's yellow seems expensive and pointless, but it does seem like it would get giant protect tiles quickly.
Oh, I should have used her with the goat head.
I don't know. That's another 5-star, so I don't know what he does. But stay tuned to the segment. He'll come up eventually.
I was trying to find my my pepper. Oh, I got a 3-3-2 pepper is what I got.
Sweet.
I do run her at a 5-3-5, and I think that is the most popular build.
Oh, right. Nice.
And so did Teeth, so.
Oh, well.
And there you go. Samurai's confirmed.
Oh,
there you go.
Double confirmation. So, yeah, the woefully underused, but also appropriately underused, Rescue, Pepper Potts, 5-star. Oh, she's also a hero, and she's also an Avenger. Someday those will be more relevant in this game, but for now, I just thought I'd let you guys know.
Is she not Team Iron Man?
No. Not according to the source I'm looking at. It could have been updated since then.
She's not going to fight against Cap. Like, I don't care how much
but man, if anybody's on Tony's side, it has to be Pepper.
It really does.
I don't think she's firing any of that suit's abilities against any hero. That's just not her style.
She'll just crawl into a bubble and cry.
Right.
I'm just saying, for that one power of Tony's where it's, it gets boosted if there's other Team Iron Man people.
Poor Jeff. Hazard had a 922.
Sad times.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's Sunny and Xandar then. The triumphant return. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Oh, wow. Okay. That's next, huh? Okay, let's start over on the D3 forums, where TDJ author says, while Namorita is possible for that The Bends clue, as is Ms. Marvel, as she is all about bending, there's someone else who has a female counterpart that the clue can point to. You see, Savat does require a lot of bends in athletics, and George did have a daughter, Marie, who fought Taskmaster, Agent X, and Outlaw briefly... very briefly, alongside Tarantula's daughter. So there will be a new Batroc confirmed.
Oy.
Nice.
That was good.
That was good. I like that. Was well researched.
Yeah. By the way, the answer to last week, he asked a trivia question.
Who was that?
Oracle Inc.
Oh, yeah, but it was hard.
Yeah, it was really hard. Oracle Inc. was the name of the sea ship which saved Namor's mother, leading her to meet and marry Namor's father, Bill McKenzie. Yeah, I don't know how I can remember this minutiae either.
Hmm. Well, you know, those things get just stuck in your head.
Yeah. A comment from last week's show, if you remember, we commented about Ian bursting into laughter for no apparent reason whatsoever.
Yes.
Stinkpalm says, he just suspected that someone cast Tasha's hideous, uncontrollable laughter on Ian. And, you know, then he just thought it was business as usual. So,
nope. Fortunately, I feel like I justified myself to the best of my ability last week.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all about meat rockets.
And Groot. He said also.
And Groot.
He said also, there's been a shortage of joy in this world. Who am I to deprive Ian of this? To deprive Ian of his? Synergy moment featuring Rhino. I like Rhino with an ability tile stealer like Daredevil. I like Rhino with a tile moocher like Prowler. I like Rhino with fortified group like Shuri Heimdall. I like Rhino strictly to use black and green where it is needed like Shang-Chi and Onslaught. I like him with boost from someone like Apocalypse or for his passive that annoys the crap out of you when paired with 5-star Scholar, Witch, and Colossus. I like him because he's a classic Spidey villain. And we're one step closer to Tombstone, Shocker, Chameleon, Hydra Man, and more. There are lots of positives from Rhino.
I thought we were busting into a Dr. Seuss rhyme there for a while.
So did I.
I like Rhino in the morning. I like Rhino at night.
I think that's a reference of some sort that I'm just not getting because I don't have a kid. Maybe Ian?
It's like Sam I Am.
No?
Yeah, he was going for a green eggs and ham kind of feel.
Okay.
Yeah,
Sam I Am. Oh,
so that reminds me. Two things. Sorry, Ray, I don't mean to derail your segment, but because I have a similar question to what caused my laughter that was just in question to this particular subject, because I have seen that book, you know, both in cartoon form and in book form and in other animated non-series features. And I'm speaking of the Dr. Seuss book. Am I wrong to think that instead of Meat Rocket and Groot, that the comma should be after green, not eggs? Are they not green eggs and ham?
That is correct.
They're not green eggs and regular ham.
Right.
They're green eggs and ham, not green eggs and ham. Or do I just not understand how the English language works?
I don't think that a comma is needed at all, actually, because it's green eggs and ham.
But it's usually pronounced green eggs and ham, and it's not.
Right.
Based on the cover art,
that is not
the
accurate.
Eggs are green, at least the yolks of the eggs are green, and the ham is green. So it should be green, eggs, and ham.
Well, now I need to see a picture of what the
every
cover
picture
art
I always
like.
Saw was the ham was green.
Yeah, the ham is green, and the yolks of the eggs, of the sunny side up eggs are usually green.
We're confusing.
Yeah, the book covers I'm looking at, yeah, it's all green. I see what you're saying. But there's no comma on the cover art.
Right, there shouldn't be. I know there's no comma at all, but I'm saying that calling it green eggs and ham, I just feel like the cadence is off. Just like calling it Meat Rocket and Groot.
So you want
to pause
here. You want green
eggs and ham. Yes.
So a comma would be appropriate if you want to emphasize a pause.
Right. So you know how to pronounce it appropriately.
If you want to put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Syllable, sure.
I see what you're saying. I would not argue if somebody, you know,
said they put a comma there, and that's why, because they want you to specify that it's green, Eggs right. and Ham.
Correct.
I just think grammatically that's not, you know.
It's probably not correct.
Right.
I would need you know, someone more versed in grammar and English than I am.
I'm sure if I logged into my Grammarly account and typed it in, it would probably not tell me, you know, no comma would be allowed there.
I'm going back to listener comments.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Go for it.
This is from Bronny216. He said he has a team for Synergy segment. Nothing groundbreaking, just trying to keep the segment alive. Well, unfortunately, we are ending the segment. However, let's finish it off. I actually already put this in the Synergy segment document. So let's finish it off with the comments he has about this team. Five-star Colossus, America Chavez, and Karnak. Pretty straightforward. Match fours as much as you can. Collect AP. Use the crit tiles from Chavez and Karnak. And let Colossus punch anything until it's gone. You don't really fire any powers other than Karnak's blue to get more crits. You just want to hoard up AP for Chavez to throw crits out. It's pretty straightforward. Colossus, he has at a 5-4-4. Chavez at a 3-5-5. And Karnak at a 3-5-5. Like I said, simple, straightforward. There you go. I included it in the Synergy thing. And I thought I would mention, if you have other team ups you want to bring up, put them in the listener comments. We'll just deal with them then. But, as a segment, I think we're at an end. The other comment that I have, and this is a really long story from Samurai talking about John DeLancey, one of his favorite actors, just to give a sum up. He went to a convention to meet DeLancey. His parents said, "We'll meet back at the door at 4 p.m. And then DeLancey was one of the last speakers. He barely got in the line, and like he spent an hour waiting. It's almost 4 o'clock. As it turns out, it hit 4 o'clock. His mother comes in to find him, which apparently at the time they'll just let parents in to go yell at their kids without, you know, a ticket or anything. So, but then she gets up there and recognizes John DeLancey from Days of Our Lives, where he used to play a character, and completely forgot about yelling at her son for, you know, taking too long, and just got into a conversation with DeLancey about a soap opera, which apparently DeLancey was thrilled with because he was talking to Trekkies all day, and to talk about something different, he was all excited. So thrilled with it that he forgot to sign Samurai's autograph. So,
oh,
sad story.
Sad times.
But you know, it's kind of like the. It reminded me of the John Rhys Davies who just came out and kidnapped Ian's son. Like, you didn't get an autograph, you didn't get a picture, but you know, you got a special story. So,
yes. That's true. That was a fun time.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the details of the story, it's on Reddit. Feel free to go read the whole thing. It's an interesting story. So there you go. That's what's in the mailbag this week. Thanks as always, Lumpy.
Thanks. All right. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. All right. Let's see who's boosted going into this next cycle. Oh, Jubilee. Well, we'll get to her. But it's still, ooh, Jubilee. 3 stars. Boosted this week, Captain America. Bigger projectiles out of his yellow and more damage out of his red. Gamora, yep, more damage from the red, more green damage, and better, I want to say, strike tiles from Bad Reputation. That all sounds familiar. 3-star Human Torch. Red damage increased, the green repeater damage is increased, and the attack tiles that come out of the black are more potent. Sentry. Oh, boy, he's...
Really,
what are you
painful
up to, Sentry?
Tummy cramps.
Yes, he has a big, extra-large tummy cramp with his yellow strike tile. If those green countdowns go off, you get extra damage per countdown. And then, I want to say it's red AoE with his supernova, damaging both you and... or your team and the enemy's team.
That sounds right.
Unless it's champagne.
And Spider-Man. Better, let's say, projectiles out of his... purple and his yellow, depending on how many teammates you still have, does a ton of damage.
I always forget about those purple projectiles until they go off.
But yeah, they just kind of happen.
Yeah.
He's like a less annoying 2-star bullseye. all right, now back to where I started. Ooh, Jubilee. If it really is Jubilee, I only looked at the picture. I know sometimes picture of Jubilee means Dazzler, but it does look like it's actually Jubilee this time. what's she up to? Her green AoE and her purple light show are both doing more damage. And heart of the team does something. Let's say extra match damage.
Sure, I'm just going with what Samurai says.
Changes the colors of tiles, right?
What's that?
It changes the colors of tiles, right? So you could get, you know, get some matches out of that.
Okay, nice.
I think that's what it does.
Now, on to what has easily become the greatest Marvel Puzzle Quest made character ever and has expanded to many different formats. And one that they should probably be the most proud of is Peggy Carter, Captain America. More red damage, more blue damage when those countdowns go off. And just a generally good character.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Ooh, Silk is boosted. I've heard of her. I don't know what she does. Let's educate myself. She's a tile buffer with her yellow, so better buffing there. And healing bursts when matching web tiles. Her blue puts out bigger special tiles. And her black will put out strike tiles and deal more damage. Everybody's favorite pet Avenger, Throg. I don't know, maybe someone else has a different favorite pet Avenger. I apologize. I don't want to pressure you. Let's see what he's up to. Because I got to use him the other day, and he just kept doing stuff.
Yeah, he does that.
Like, something happened, and then he just kept charging every tile on the board. And I was like, I keep winning. What's happening? I'm confused.
If there's a bunch of enemy tiles on the board, yeah, he just keeps firing. It's
yeah,
great.
He's super. He gets super angry at Mohawk Storm for using her black. He just goes crazy with all those attack tiles on the board. It was awesome. So let's see what he actually does. His yellow does increased healing and deals more damage per charge tile. He deals more damage when converting enemy specials to the charge tiles. And he also does blue damage when you deals more damage when you negate damage to Throg. I don't know how that works, but I trust it's awesome because Throg. And Wolfsbane.
McBane.
What's that?
McBane.
Well, I feel like I do love McBane. It makes me feel less isolated because whenever I see her name, I think of McBane, even though it's not as close as I think it is.
Yeah.
What is her real name? Is it like Sinclair Wolfcastle or something?
Rain Sinclair.
Or some Rainier Sinclair? I don't know. It definitely reminded me of McBane and Rainier Wolfcastle.
Rain Sinclair.
Rain Sinclair. There you go. I think of McBane every time I think of this as well. So I don't know how Samurai gets there, but I get there too.
Samurai said it's Wolfcastle, it's McBane, it's Wolfsbane. So
okay, it was a short trip for me. I just didn't know the directions. I use GPS everywhere I go. I can't tell you how to get places. Okay. Let's see what Ren does. Ren does more damage. Go for the Throat does bigger strike tiles and more damage. And when you're one woman Wolfpack countdown tiles. They do more damage. And now let's talk about these crazy five stars that all the kids are playing with these days. The once mighty Jessica Jones is boosted. Throwing you out a window does more damage. Body checking you into a wall does more damage. Throwing you out a window also puts out bigger strike tiles. And those trap tiles that happen when she takes pictures of you will deal a ton of damage when boosted. Even more so than the ton of damage she often does. Brand new Scarlet Witch. And by brand new, I of course mean not that new. Ooh, she'll be easy. Her mystical feedback, it does more damage. There will be no other changes to that character.
She doesn't need any.
Right. Good. Cersei. The latter half of her purple, her cosmic path. Bigger strike, attack, or protect tiles. Her green, better tile buffing. And her yellow deals more damage. Lastly, good old Yellow Jacket. Let's see what they are up to. Better healing out of his black ability. And it causes his next power to deal a lot more damage. His blue does more damage if he's invisible. And his green does more damage. So it's an eclectic mix of boosted characters this week. Before I talk about them, let's see what Samurai has to say. He's got a better head about these sort of things. Four-star players. This week, PvP means Peggy versus Peggy. You might also see some Throg trying to nerf Silk's special tile spam. 5-star players. Yellow Jacket is not a meta-bending character, but when boosted, he can be super annoying in PvP. If you let him stick around, he can go invisible and stay that way for a long time. Yeah, that's a fair assessment. I was thinking Peggy is a very viable character. I'd mentioned people already like Scarlet Witch. I imagine boosted Scarlet Witch will be even more popular. Jessica Jones. Does anybody still use Jessica Jones? I remember her being excellent, but maybe not excellent enough.
I don't use her anymore.
Yeah, no. Generally no. Okay.
But you did at one point.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's real good.
Nice. Ha! I mean, she's great. If at any point Craig used them for even a day, that means super good.
Samurai, I did ask, did you get the reference, the Craig, the picture reference? I didn't.
Which one?
Yellow Jacket.
Oh, no, Yellow Jacket's pretty straightforward. Craig's, he's got to be referencing Cersei.
Oh, probably
There's
Cersei.
There's a Pittsburgh Steeler in that picture.
That, yeah.
In the Yellow Jacket, either Darren Criss is somewhere hidden in the picture, or this girl is wearing a Yellow Jacket. called Yellow Jackets. I don't know.
The Steelers thing is probably what he's talking about. I just saw football and blacked it out, so.
Okay.
I do see Mike Tomczak in the background there.
Yep, so who's number 72?
We put it in the chat. It's Leon Searcy. Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, pour out one for Villanueva. He retired today.
Oh. Wait, wasn't he already on a different team?
Yeah, he was playing for the Ratbirds.
Ugh. Well,
they paid him a whole lot of money to leave Pittsburgh, and he sucked. So.
Yeah, that's fine. I hope he enjoys his retirement. Good for him.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right. And now, it's time! We'll probably get sued for
that's
that.
That's probably copyright.
Totally.
I'm sure it is.
Totally. It had like a trickle-down effect because his brother let him borrow the catchphrase for a while. Then he had to make up his own.
Yeah, then he had to change it to his own. Anyway, it's the return of Superhero Showdown. Brought to you by a new sponsor, Terrified.
Oh, not Terrified. My greatest and oldest nemesis sponsor.
All right, who wants to go first? Rarian, what you got?
I rolled first, so I guess I will.
All right, hit it.
All right, so this week, in this corner, we've got none other than the most powerful character, Howard the Duck.
Yeah, baby.
That is right.
I feel like you're turning this showdown into a house of lies, but go on, I'm ready.
He has enhanced speed, super reflexes, and depending on where you catch him, I'm going to put him at his pinnacle here. He has had mystical training from none other than the Sorcerer Supreme himself, Doctor Strange. So, he has energy projection. Under his own mental guidance, he can conjure the vapors of Voltor, the shield of the Seraphim, and even use another Eye of Agamotto? Who knew there were two? Apparently from his world? I don't know. I didn't read that comic. But he does have martial arts, a genius intellect, physical strength of a human-sized duck, but he's super quick, super reflexive. Yeah. Who's he up against?
Yeah. I mean, Sylvester Quack Fu. I mean, you know, you got that going.
He is. I was not as prepared to hear all those things about Howard because this is going to be, I think, a surprisingly even match.
Yeah.
So let's talk about everybody's sixth favorite Marvel character with the word doctor in their name. Dr. Druid. So Dr. Druid, one tier up from Howard the Duck, was trained by the Ancient One himself to be a replacement for Strange if Strange's training didn't pan out. So, Dr. Druid is a mediocre master of the mystic arts, just like Howard the Duck. Genius level intellect. He also has the strength of a human-sized duck. He has some low to mid-grade telekinesis, some low to mid-grade telepathy. He is also a master of mass hypnosis, which I think could give him the edge this week. Because I feel like as far as training in the mystic arts, I feel like they're matched. Because Dr. Druid isn't especially powerful, but he has led several teams. I think he was dabbled in avenging and defending and the secret defenders. And, yeah, as long as no one takes over his mind, which people do frequently, I think Dr. Druid stands a pretty good chance.
Yeah, I think Howard the Duck's, his only weakness that's listed is, strangely enough, he can't swim. So as long as we're fighting on land, I think I'm good. All right, so we're doing a poll. I'm putting a poll out here. React to the poll. I'm going to add a couple reactions if I can. And all you need to do is react to who you want. I'm using the strange for Dr. Druid. He's got a strange Dr. Strange symbol. And then for Howard the Duck, I'm using the Howard the Duck symbol, because duh.
Right. And to answer Teeth, I said sixth favorite. That doesn't mean I was excluding Dr. Bong. Dr. Bong is everybody's fifth favorite Marvel character with the name Doctor in it.
Now, if it was Dr. Bong, this is a clear answer because Howard has defeated Dr. Bong several times.
But it is not.
It is not Dr. Bong.
I just, as far as Marvel people named Doctor, I am, I support fan support for Dr. Bong.
Well, we've got, what, five people listening, and I've got three votes in, so... We got a couple people.
Oh, I have voted. Six votes on my computer.
Well, the first one is each one is red.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So now we've got six votes. There you go. The people have spoken. They think that Howard the Duck will be the winner tonight.
Curses.
Do we have arguments or a veto from Craig?
Mass hypnosis?
I don't know how we're doing this.
Well, if it's up to me, I mean, totally. It's Howard the Duck. I love Howard the Duck.
Oh, man. Mass hypnosis.
Should I vote? I didn't vote, but...
I didn't vote either, but I think Ray put up a vote for me for the initial... I assumed Ray's vote was for Howard the Duck, and my initial vote was for Dr.
Well,
Druid.
In order to put the reactions in there, I have to, you know, that counts as one, so...
okay.
All right, well, if we're going with the poll, then yeah, the Duck is moving on. We'll find out who's in the next bracket next week, but which we need to figure out tonight, boys. Don't let me forget.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Okay. I had forgotten until right now.
I did too. That's what I was going to say. That's why Howard was the winner, but I didn't want Howard to win. That's magical.
Yep. All right. There you go. Triumphant return of the superhero showdown.
Magical. Like if it were reversed, I wouldn't be at all impressed. But the fact that it went down that way, totally impressed.
Let's move on. Ian, you got Steam open.
Oh, I don't at all. I was too wrapped up in this new... I'm sorry. There was no chance I was going to be able to argue in favor of Dr. Druid and Howard the Duck and remember to do other things.
How many weeks do we have before a five-star gets swapped? Just out of curiosity. Does anybody have...
I don't know. You can put... isn't there a command there you can is. Issue in Discord? Rotate or something?
Yeah, there it is. Rotate. That's it. So April 4th, so we've got at least like three, okay. So I'm opening like 10.
Ooh.
Today?
Yeah,
I got 7.
Oh, what has happened that you weren't doing it? And
Circe is no longer in the list.
Oh.
I already had her champed, and I got like hardly any covers for the people who are in there now, so.
Do it, Doug.
Oh, am I going?
I don't know. I mean, I'm still loading. Okay. I'm still opening Steam, but. Well, but you guys both have a ton to open, though, don't
number
you?
Number one is 4-star, Maria Hill. Numero dos.
Nice.
Is Ant-Man. Numero tres is another 4-star, Medusa. Cuatro is, I'm not getting any fives, X-23. Cinco is plot armor for Gwenpool. Seis. Oh, we got a 5-star. We have a spin me right round. Big wheel.
The big wheel.
That's nice. I just got to mark that real quick. All right. What are we at? Siete is a 4-star Gamora. Ocho is Spider-Man Infinity War. Nueve, we've got Winter Soldier. And finally, number diez is another 4-star Emma Frost. So 1-5. We'll take it.
All right. I got 7 here. First one, Magic, Ruler of Limbo. Number two, Domino, Enter the Fray. Number three, Purple. Abigail Brand, Burn Notice. Another Purple. Electra, Audible Sigh. That's still funny. 4-star, Wiccan. Hey, I hear he's recently reworked.
Totally.
Oh my god, a third Purple. Yeah. The Big Wheel, Wheelhouse. And finally, it is Hot Dog, Hot Dog, Hot Diggity Dog, the Totally Awesome Show.
Nice. Doing the hot dog stand.
That's right. All right. Three purples. I'm excited.
I was going to go a little bit heavy. I was going to open some extra ones because this fancy store with Shang-Chi and Kitty and Doctor Strange was like sitting there. And
oh, I spent all of my CP on that and got 0 5 stars.
Nice. Well, you already got 105 stars, so I'm going to open one like I do every week. It's going to be a 4-star like it normally should be. It's Monica Rambeau, Agent of S.W.O.R.D., Undercover Operation.
Fairly new character.
I wonder if I need that. I mean, I'm sure I need it. I just don't know if I have a roster. Mm. I do. Good for me.
Nice.
That takes her up to a 2-1-1.
Yeah, I would definitely, Samurai, good reminder, Rhino is entering covers tomorrow, so now I'm regretting opening 10.
We record this show on Wednesdays. And I made a mess. Yep. Spilled stuff all over my floor. All right. Thanks, as always, to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Well, it's called the Soon to Be Named Network. You can check it out at soontobenamednetwork.com. We work alongside several other podcasts to try to enrich your podcast listening library. If you would like to check out any of the podcasts on our network, go to soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the Go to the Order this week?
Do you know the five doctors that rank ahead of Dr. Druid?
No, I don't.
You probably do. I believe in you, Craig.
Oh.
You can ask Ray for help if you get too far into it.
Everyone has got the name, title doctor in their name.
Well, there's five. We already said that one was Dr. Bong.
Yeah.
There's got
to
be.
So now you're down to four.
Should I just.
That are more popular than Dr. Druid. And they're all Marvel characters.
Because we've got Dr. Strange and we've got Dr. Doom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Doom. Dr. J, I don't think, is in Marvel. Dr. Ock, right.
Yep, absolutely.
Doctor Who? I don't think that was...
I like where your head's at, not That's Doctor
Marvel...
Who.
That was a Marvel comic in history. Yes.
No, the last one is Samson.
Doc Samson, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Doc Samson.
Yeah, then Dr. Bong, then Dr. Druid. I had to disqualify Dr. Connors because he's really the Lizard.
Yeah, that's
and
not...
And I didn't want to include people who are, like, doctors in their free time, because I didn't want to include Donald Blake and whoever else has a PhD.
Yeah, there's
that's
several
just crazy.
Of those. I mean, you can't get into that.
Right. That makes the list way too deep. But I would be willing to argue that Dr. Druid is probably more popular than Dr. Faustus.
Hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Doctor Who makes a different list. If we were doing... If top three were still in the rotation, top three people with doctor in their name, I'll put that on the list. If we ever need that again, I love it.
Oh, the other thing.
Like, it's the wrong universe, but everybody likes Dr. Fate.
We should probably give the last trivia answer.
Oh, yeah! Thanks for reminding me. The last trivia answer to
what
the motorcycle that Johnny Blaze is working on is the Evolution Sportster.
What? Oh, I mean, I heard you, but...
Evolution, and the last word is Sportster. S-P-O-R-S-T-E-R.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear
like
you
correctly. Like a sporty motorcycle.
I got five of those.
I figured.
Yeah. Wow, that's real hard.
Yeah, it was unnecessarily hard, but I knew it was going to be the last one for a while, so
okay.
I wanted
Anything
to make
else?
It. I have nothing
no,
else.
No, I'm tired. The change in format threw me. I need a break.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us in this week, then. PuzzleWarriors3.com, comments, suggestions. You know how to get them to Ray. You can go to our webpage, click the banner, or head over to CafePress.com, PuzzleWarriors3. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids. Hey, is that the Aurora Borealis? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.